Self-care. It's such a deep, layered word, and for me, it's really become the process of getting to know yourself, showing up for yourself over and over again. In creation of the Self-Care Creature podcast, I want to teach you, too, how to have a relationship with yourself. We're going to dive into the psychological and physiological unfoldings of adopting what I love to call a self-care lifestyle. This podcast is here to help you, the stressed out but spiritually minded individual who can feel that wild calling in your heart, who wants to develop self-care rituals to support your daily living, give you the confidence and know-how to live through your intuition and raise your self-worth. You deserve it. You are capable of this. And I want to help you understand how the hell to get there, what it actually means, and how do you actually live it. That's where my intention is with this podcast. The Self-Care Creature Podcast, brought to you by me, your host, Courtney Klopp. Let's dive in. In tonight's episode, I want to speak to the art of being unbothered. And this is something that comes to mind for me. I think of my Zen practice and my Zen teacher, and I'm not going to remember his exact words, but he speaks a lot to being unbothered. And that is to not be so reactive when people do things to you or when the world shows you its harshness. Can you be kind? Can you still hold the highest good in your heart for others at all times? And of course, Zen practice, as with many spiritual practices, are going to have their lines and their faults. And this is something that has really cracked my brain open studying Zen over the last 8 years, is because it's really, for me, it's been learning, my life path has been learning about how to have my own backbone, to learn when to speak up and when to be harsh and when to use those tools in your life, but also in a safe way and a conductive way. And of course, it gets complicated because there are so many different scenarios, but I think of this art of being unbothered from my Zen teacher, and it brings me to mind this story that I think is quite hilarious that I wanted to share. When I was traveling in Mexico and Central America again a few years ago, I had a really long trip, like 2014. I traveled down there for 9 months, and then a few years later I went back for a 6-week trip traveling with another partner, and we were at some hostel. And I believe it was Guatemala, actually, and we had met a few other people, as you do in hostel situations, and we were having a good time. And there was this one couple that, when they got to drinking, they also got to arguing. And somehow it came to be that I was the man of this relationship somehow pinned me down as somebody who is particularly unbothered, and he decided to take it upon himself to try to press my buttons, because every night, the hostel, the travel game, it's not like every single night, but you're often kind of a party scene if you so choose to indulge, and these nights we were having fun and smoking and drinking and playing games and all of this stuff. And yes, this particular person took it upon them to push my buttons, and I thought it was the most entertaining thing ever. And the number one thing I remember them doing was, I went to the bathroom one evening, I was in there doing my thing, and I heard this knock on the door, on the bathroom door, like a persistent, whoa, just woke up the dog, I'm house-sitting, my bad. I don't know if you heard that. Anyway, it was very persistent. Very persistent. Knock, 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 knock. Okay, I gotta tell Jack it's okay. Okay, did not mean to get him all riled up. This persistent knock at the door. And I am laughing because all I can think of is that it's my partner who's come down to be sneaky and come into the bathroom with me and like fool around and have a little bit of fun, you know? And so I open the door with this shit-eating grin on my face, like, hello. And this person that is trying to push my buttons is just like, what the fuck? Why? What? How? Like, he was so convinced that that was going to be the thing that got me. And he, you know, we went back to the table where we were playing games or visiting with other people, and he was telling the story to other people, and I just kind of whispered to my partner. I was like, honestly, I thought it was you. So we had a really good laugh about that. And again, it just kind of brings me back to this space of contemplating and thinking about what does push our buttons and why do some things get under our skin and other things don't? And really learning about those tendencies within ourselves has become such a deeply fascinating rabbit hole and path for me to stumble down. And I'm finding that I tend to be much more chill and nonchalant with people that are just casual relations with me in my life. And the more important somebody becomes in my life or to me, I tend to get more attached and have different expectations, which means I also take things more personally or just get caught up. And I think I said it right in a good way, just the expectations. And lately I'm at a place in my life where I'm really inviting myself to pause and notice that and evaluate what makes for an important or close person in my life and why, and what are those expectations. And I'm finding on a bit of a deeper level for me personally, side noting off of the art of being unbothered, I've been learning about reciprocal relationships and what that means and what that looks like. But still, at this exact moment in my life, I am just so deeply fascinated by how some people are really important, and to the point that I feel like we need to have more time and space together to be a part of each other's lives. And then the other people that can go months or even years without speaking to me, and I don't give it a second thought, and we drop back in together and everything is chill. So yes, that was just a little spinoff of the art of being unbothered, but going a little deeper, I think this art of being unbothered really comes down to knowing yourself better. And it's, of course, a journey, and it comes and flows, ebbs and flows in so many different ways. But the art of being unbothered is really, like I said, knowing yourself well and being able to notice reactions in your body. And personally for me, when I know that somebody is especially trying to get a rise out of me, that does allow me to take a breath and sit back a little bit more, because I recognize that they're just trying to take my power. If they're getting a rise out of me, they're taking my energy, they're taking my attention, they're taking up my time, energy, and attention. I like to call this the T these days. I learned that in my self-awareness class that I've for social justice that I've also been studying and taking. It was a class that I took at the end of 2021 last year, but that work and structure, a liberation framework, has really been sticking with me. And in that class, we learned so much about time, energy, and attention being these finite resources that are our most precious resources as human beings. And putting that into perspective really makes me want to know myself in a different way and show up in my life in a different way, because I no longer have time for things that I did before, simply because maybe it doesn't align with my values, or it doesn't bring me peace, or it sucks more of my energy, or it sucks too much of my attention, and it leaves me exhausted. And so just learning how to manage your finite resources as an individual really brings about, I think, this art. It's a supporting factor to the art of being unbothered. But yes, it's so much deeper than that. It's learning what your activations are, what your triggers are, being able to name them. Like, every single human being has something that ticks them off. That's just what it means to be human. And I believe the art of being unbothered is really actually learning about that. It's not pretending to be okay. It's not just simply, I'm not going to give that person my power. It's like, yeah, but how? How do you do that when somebody actually says something or does something that truly, it like sends a response through your nervous system? And of course, I'll tie it back to, this is simply part of the self-care creature lifestyle, right? We're learning how to get to know ourselves on a deeper level. It's true inner work, which is deeply layered and multifaceted, in order to find peace of mind, which gives us a high quality life and allows us to live more present, more fully, feel more content at the end of the day. And that's really what it's all about. That's what I think we're all searching for in some way, shape, or form. So that is today's story.
Thank you for tuning in.
Wait a minute, it's the outro. I just want to take a quick moment to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this movement for individuals, our communities, the planet. If you happen to tune into this episode and you really don't know who I am, well, my name is Courtney. I'm a queer woman bridging the space between self-care and community care with my sweet and sassy spirit. I've been lifestyle coaching since 2012. I have a very eclectic background that I've built up over the last decade plus of my career, and I specialize in helping people move through challenging transitions in their lives, to learn how to accept and maybe even love themselves, to attain this peace of mind. All aspects of my work revolve around creating a stable foundation in your body, mind, and soul that you can return to and build from for the rest of your life. I have classes, courses, community, private sessions available, all online, in person, some on-demand offerings. Feel free to check it out at my website, www.selfcarecreature.com. Don't forget about the form in the show notes. You can give me some feedback. You can ask questions, be a part of this podcast conversation with me. And it would mean so much if you would like to leave a review. Thank you for being here.